Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi everyone, my name is Roger Scultz. I'm a Methodist pastor from South Africa, serving a congregation there, and I also serve as an adjunct lecturer at the Seth Mokotini Methodist Seminary. This is my first visit to Holden Village. It's been an absolute delight to be here. One of the things that I've looked at this week is the story of Job's wife, a character in the book of Job that is often overlooked and largely ignored. She is, of course, a minor character. She appears for just two verses, speaks just six words in the original Hebrew, and then disappears from the scene, never to be heard from again. And what she says, when she says to Job, following all of the sufferings that he endured and the way in which he resolutely held on to his faith, she says to him, "Do you still persist in your integrity? Curse God and die." And so for this, she has been largely vilified in the history of interpretation. She's been seen as an unfaithful wife who tried to incite her husband to abandon his faith. But there are other ways in which her story can be read and understood. And one of those has been to see Job's wife as someone who was able to put her finger on something that was essentially flawed within the entire religious paradigm out of which Job was operating. As Job's story is introduced, we are introduced to a man who has a particular concern for the maintenance of law and order, as it were, of control and certainty. He offers preemptive sacrifices on behalf of his children just in case they may have done something to offend God, which could then result in all kinds of adverse things unfolding. And so Job's faith is revealed as a pretty anxious faith that's insistent upon maintaining order and control. And when he responds to the calamitous sufferings that are his, the loss of all of his property and all of his children, and responds with pious words that refuse to question, that refuse to contend with God in terms of what he had endured, his wife recognizes that there's something fundamentally unhealthy about the faith paradigm that was his. And so her words, when she challenges the way in which he is so attached to his precious religious integrity, and when she invites him to curse God, her words can be understood as a catalyst for Job to go on a long journey in which his entire religious worldview becomes examined and scrutinized. And his ways of understanding the rigid and controlled ways in which the world should work are re-examined and reassessed. And as the book comes to its climax at the end in the divine speeches, where Job encounters the Lord, who reveals to him that this world, in fact, is far from ordered and rigid and controlled. That there's a wild and fierce beauty within this world that defies the limits of human control. It is then that Job begins to catch a glimpse of a different way of seeing God and the world and faith and his place within it. And it is this that his wife's words had already begun to hint at right at the very beginning of the book. And so hers is an interesting story. It's a reminder that there's always more to pretty much everything than what first meets the eye. And so whereas Job's wife is easily dismissed as somebody who was trying to get Job to abandon his faith, a more nuanced way of reading her words could be seen as her playing an important part in drawing Job into a renewed and transformed way of understanding faith and God and his place in the world.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.